This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, a few words from Andy Dick.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Are you high?
It's another great day for drugs. Woo-hoo! My girlfriend's cat just died. So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
We'll get high.
It's another great day for drugs.
Andy Dick.
The cops keep driving by.
He's weird.
So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you.
Nice throat.
Is very nice.
Like Wayne.
But not as nice as drugs.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I love that man. Who doesn't like Andy Dick, Rob?
Me.
Pinch me, see if I'm dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Oh, Joe Besser.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. Don has a dental problem that he'll be telling us about when he can. Kind of difficult to talk when you've got hands in your mouth.
And, how many hands?
We wish him Godspeed. Hope he's out of that dentist chair soon. Robert the Angry Mailman coming up here shortly.
Yeah.
Do want to mention that I went to the movies last night. And,
oh, yeah, you wouldn't tell me what movie you saw.
Well, there are no movies that made me want to go crazy, but I wanted to go to the movies because it had been a long time. And we had the theater to ourselves, so we were able to sneak our snacks in and enjoy our snacks. What are you
the
looking
golden
for?
Golden Boy.
Why is that the Golden
because
Boy?
Because you had the theater to yourself.
I had the theater to myself because it was a movie that, like, nobody's going to see.
Oh, Elvis.
And it's a Tuesday night.
Elvis, you got the whole theater.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. They clearly the theater.
Private
they
showing.
Said, oh, he's coming. Make sure any of the other patrons go to the other movie.
The Golden Boy.
Don't look him in the eye.
Carla was cute last night, though, because we got the tickets for, it was a choice between 310 to Yuma, which is that new, what's that new Russell Crowe movie? I like Russell Crowe.
Right.
And then it was the Jamie Foxx movie, The Siege. Contrary to what you might believe, I did not want to go see The Rock movie last night.
What?
Not that I won't see it on my own time in the near future.
Okay, Mr. Rock supporter.
Don't you mean you didn't want to see it again?
Oh, yes. You devil, you caught me. No, but it was, and then this other one that was a very obscure movie. Not a lot of people have seen it, called Eastern Promises, with that guy Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I got online yesterday and I read it's about the Russian mob. Mm. Now, who doesn't like the Russian mafia?
Oh, you know what?
Huh?
I saw Gene Shalit's review of this movie.
I hate Gene Shalit.
I do too, but
I cannot stand Gene Shalit.
He was talking about.
And how old is Gene Shalit anyway? I mean, shoe polishes that hair.
He's never looked any younger.
Hi, this is Gene Shalit, and I'm going to make a nice byplay on words.
But
the critic score. He doesn't say dink every time he gives a review.
But he was complaining that this movie was way too violent.
It was. Without question. It was in, look, the movie was just okay. A lot of very heavy, thick Russian accents, but it was actually on the violence schedule, on the violence scale, I should say. If you consider Goodfellas, Casino, movies like this, this had one that was, I'll tell you, the old throat cutting scenes, it is as believable, and it starts with that. And it's, you know, it's not got violence all the way through it. But it's got the violence that it does have is, if you like the blood, the gore, and as I like to say, the slow puddle. I'm a big fan of the slow puddle.
OJ time, neckties all around.
Yeah, a lot of that, and including the eye. It was graphic. With Viggo Mortensen.
Any other names in it?
No, not that I can think of. It's that guy that was, I mean, this is the only way I can describe it. It's the guy in Avalon that played the father, the grandfather.
Oh, he's good.
And he's always the one. Seriously, the accent that he uses, and I'm in a loud theater, and the speakers are turned up loud. He is speaking like this.
You make sure that the thing comes to me to see this, because you will come and visit me. I will translate the diary for you.
And his mouth literally is not even moving. And he's got these big lips, and he's speaking like with the thick Russian accent that is his accent that he uses no matter where he's
right,
from.
He can't help it.
He just uses like, but Viggo was pretty good. It was violent. It was okay. I give it a good, strong C+.
Were you surprised it's a musical?
You could dance to it. All right, I've delayed and padded long enough. It's time to welcome an old friend of the Don and Mike Show. Do you have music for him?
I didn't know we were bringing him in this break. Of course there's music.
Well, you told me we were bringing him in this break, aren't we?
No, I thought we were going to wait one more break.
Were we going to wait one more break? I'll wait one more break if you want me to.
Let's wait one more break.
It says break two, Bobby Mailman in the studio.
Well, we can bring him in if you like.
I was planning on
And let's do.
Well, we're not communicating today, Rob. Jesus Christ.
Now
Rob's got to go over and open the door. Uh-huh. Hold on. Do we have a musical selection? Because he normally doesn't come in without a musical selection.
Right.
Why don't you have your... I'm very sorry. I don't mean to laugh right off the bat. Why don't you have your teeth? Hold on. Your microphone's not on. We're trying to get our signals straight here. Uh-huh. I thought I just said before the break that we were going to bring Robert the Mailman in here. What's wrong with you?
Robert Mailman is here today.
What?
I was just talking to the folks at home. I was saying Robert the Mailman is, in fact, here today.
Well, we're moving on now. Moving on to the east.
Hey, Robert, let me move big screen out of the way so I can get a good look at you, okay?
Yeah. You're going to want to do that.
Because it's been a long time.
Been a while, buddy.
All right. Kind of reconfigure things over here in Rockville, Robert, so pardon our little disrupted studio.
Thank you. Dust.
Now, let me ask you right away. First of all, I am not accustomed to interviewing you when you have no teeth in your
head. I've never been in here without the teeth. I'd like to thank Dr. J. Samuels.
J. Samuels, he's the guy that did your teeth. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wonderful man.
Right down the street. Love the guy.
A straight shooter, an honest guy.
What was his last name again?
Stevens. No, Samuels. I got it right.
Samuels.
All right, first question. Is this a show business thing that you took your teeth out for comic relief, or are your teeth out for a particular medical reason?
They're more comfortable when they're out.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I usually come in here with them in because you guys kind of are used to that.
I may be getting a breath odor, too.
No, you are not.
I may be getting
a
breath odor.
You are smelling your feet.
No, my feet are, my feet, first of all, my feet don't smell.
Obviously,
Robert, my feet don't smell.
Before I came in, I had several breath mints, so you're lying.
All right. Okay?
You're not going to try to diminish me by starting with my breath, because it smells good.
I'm smelling breath.
I don't know how you're sitting up like that.
Would anybody be willing to take a breath test?
I will give all the money in my wallet to say that your breath is worse than mine.
Since you've been under the gun.
Your breath is worse than mine.
John Norman, please come to the studio. can you please come to the studio? You got to take one for the team, Johnny.
He's starting.
I was going to come in. I was friendly.
John, I'm real sorry. I'm really sorry, but I know Joe wouldn't do it.
That's all right.
Can you do a breath check with Robert? All right.
Minty. Nothing.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Now, let's smell your rot gut breath.
All right, I'll do it then. If John did it, I'll do it.
Sucking on it.
Let me do it.
Hey. Careful.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the studio because you got an open trash can right here.
Are you getting something?
And both of you guys got on sandals.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
What is it?
Robert, are you wearing anything that's been in storage? Because what I think I smell is mothballs.
My undershirt.
Some item of clothing has been in storage with mothballs.
Oh, my God, it's all mothballs.
And that's naphtha.
Yeah,
it's mothballs. Right.
Love their auto parts.
That's exact. All right, now
I'm relieved. It's the most useful part of the moth.
You have what do you have?
I'm old fashioned. My clothes, my closet to keep the moths.
That reminds me of my grandparents.
They used to have the mothballs
in their closets all the time.
Not to imply that my breath smelled like mothballs.
You know, seriously though, I have an old house, and if you have a suit that's hanging, suit that's hanging up for a long time, over a year, go look at that suit, and that will have moth holes in it.
Right. I have a lot of t-shirts, and I go in my closet, and they're holes.
You're a clothes horse.
Right.
It's what you do.
To imply that my breath smells like mothballs.
I take it back.
Thank you. I'm
nothing if not honest, Robert.
I mean, I smell clean. You're probably not used to that.
Now, what is that? Now, there's no need to insult me.
What does that mean?
I smelled something.
But you said you implied my breath, and I'm like,
I'm sorry. I thought it was death breath.
Even if I had bad breath. You couldn't smell it from way over there. Unless it was real bad.
But you came in and
there was
an appreciable
freshness, odor,
no moth,
fresh breath, and mothballs.
Haven't seen a single moth since you arrived.
All right, all I've been hearing about you coming on the show, Robert's coming in on the show. There is some medical issue he wants to discuss. I don't want to get right to that. I want to lead up to that,
okay?
Because the last time we talked to you, you had gone to Thailand, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is where is Thailand now in your plans? Are you going back to Thailand? Are you going to take yourself a Thai bride? Are you going to live on this beach that you wanted to live on? Mm. Has that changed? What's new in your life, Robert?
Okay, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Thailand.
I'm a good interviewer.
Mike, that you was are wonderful. Really good.
I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you very much.
I'm going to save that for the end, but my announcement is I have made plans for next year.
Have you heard Rob's latest song?
No, what is it?
Oh, it's a good one.
Rob's got a very interesting song. Don's been playing it the heck out of it. Rob brought this in a little while.
I almost don't want to play because you'll be whistling it all day.
Okay.
It goes like this.
Hit it.
All
right.
And hi to all the kids at Bishop O'Connell High School.
Yeah,
they're sending all their gum wrappers.
Rob likes to play it to the label.
Welcome to Columbine.
Now that's not necessary.
Hey, same thing.
So what have you been up to, Robert?
I've been working. I've been on the grind. I've been trying to reignite my emotions. I've been down since I've gotten back from Thailand because Thailand has changed my life.
Wow.
Has changed my mentality.
Do you have your teeth with you?
No.
Boy, that voice, that diction
is
bewitching.
Is it killing you?
No, it's not killing me. It's a different Robert. It's a, you know what? You're a mellower Robert.
Well,
you're a mellower Robert without your teeth. It's like the abominable snowman.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
Vicious. Okay. He's vicious until he has his teeth knocked out.
Yeah, okay. It's true.
Yeah.
Now, you said that you're working a grind, Robert.
Yeah.
The last time you were in here, you had a continual trouble on your mail route with customers. Is that resolved?
Yeah, that's resolved.
I love it when you talk to Robert. Mm-hmm. I do. That's just that sounds to me like I'm listening. You sound like Fred Rogers when you're talking to Robert. I'd noticed that you'd had continual trouble on your mail route. Would you like to elaborate further? Can you do that, Mr. Man? You know, you're not allowed to ask him any more questions. I swear to God.
All right.
I'd just like to know, is there a chance you could share that with the rest of the white classroom, please?
I was just making some popcorn.
You're just like you're trying to make small talk. Well, how long have you lived in the neighborhood? Have you enjoyed yourself here? We're so delighted to have a family of your kind in our neighborhood. We were just saying we'd like to come over. If you wouldn't mind, my wife Mitzi and I will come over and sit next to you on the sofa.
Well, last thing, even though the teeth out has changed his diction, he remains...
It's changed his whole, in my opinion, it's changed his whole personality.
He remains amazingly well-spoken.
Yeah.
Thank you. Articulate, huh?
All right. Where you been? What have you been doing? You know, what the hell's
I got back from Thailand, and I can't wait to get back.
When are you going back?
I don't know. I'm going back sometime next year, but I've already booked my next trip.
Robert, if you don't mind, I'm going to move this screen over here because, you know, people love to talk to you.
Yes.
So just allow me to slide this over
here. I booked my next trip, and I'm proud to announce that I booked a trip to New Zealand.
Oh, you're not going to go. You're not going back to Thailand.
I'm going back to Thailand, but New Zealand is first.
Yeah.
Now, isn't New Zealand the future? Isn't that close to Australia?
Yeah. I'm going to Australia. Actually, I'm doing a tour.
It's the land of the Kiwis.
Right.
That's what they got down in New Zealand. They got the Kiwis, Robert.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
When are you going to New Zealand?
March.
Oh, all right.
Three weeks.
Nice.
So we've got you.
We've got. Thank God we've got you here for a long time.
Right. Right.
We haven't heard from you. You have been kind of scarce. What have you been up to?
I've been on the ground. I've been working. I work three jobs. Don't say I'm Jamaican.
I'm trying to think.
I hate that.
I am trying to think who you look like without your teeth.
Mom's Maybelline, maybe?
No, not Mom's Maybelline.
Nice reference, though.
Thank you.
It'll come to me.
Okay.
It's just a different
Scatman
look.
Scatman Crothers.
I'm amazed you showed up here without your teeth today.
Well, I didn't feel like wearing them.
Are you telling me the truth? Are you telling me the truth?
What?
The whole teeth thing that you just chose not to wear them.
I just chose not to wear them. I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what?
Are you thinking?
I only wear them in here
in a gambling. some sort of gambling operation.
Well, I woke up and the hooker and the teeth were gone. How about that? She left the wallet, took my teeth.
Did you lose your teeth playing poker?
No, the teeth at home on my dresser.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going
gathering dust?
That's an incredible. That's thousands of dollars worth of mouth.
I love them and I love the teeth and I appreciate you guys hooking me up, but they're uncomfortable and. The process today with the glue that hold them in is horrible.
Like
it's really bad.
Like that C-bond stuff?
Yeah, that is
Why don't you use like denture grip?
I got to find something because it's hard to eat.
Aren't they basically dentures?
Yeah, they are dentures.
They're dentures.
They are dentures.
Well, they, you can find something that...
super poly grip.
Hey, I went to Thailand without them, and nobody said a word. I come in here 5 minutes, and I'm getting a third degree.
I'm not giving you the third degree. I haven't seen you in a while. It's very unusual and a little bit disconcerting to sit here and to interview you while you don't have your teeth.
Okay, well, we established that.
Since when are you a Browns fan, anyway?
I'm not. Just don't act coordinated. I thought Don was going to be here. Mm-hmm. You know how he hates to have the different teams and stuff, because I'm a Cowboys fan.
You are coordinated. You've got the Browns hat, the number 32. Is that a tribute to Jim Brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a throwback.
All right, throwback jerseys. Yeah, you're looking very... In fact, you're looking kind of understated today. You're very mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told you, since I got back from Thailand, it's changed my perspective on life.
Everything going well in the Adams world?
Personally?
I'm not supposed to say the last thing. I'm sorry.
Too late now.
I'm sorry.
Too late now, pal.
I didn't hear it.
God damn.
Everything is... Pixie!
Everything's cool.
Terribly sorry.
But I got back from Thailand. I can't wait to get back.
Would you like to take a phone call before you go on?
Sure.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
No, I don't support Mike Vick.
Hello. Caller. Okay. Oh, that person didn't want to get in the arena.
You answered their question.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, tell Tom Gavin he sounds really good talking like a black guy.
Oh, you see, this is where it begins.
See?
I don't sound like Tom
Gavin. It's a Tom Gavin joke is what it is.
I locked it again. I don't know how to run these.
Where's Tom?
Believable.
All right, there we go.
Simply untrue.
Ah, that's what I do. I finally have that big red arrow, Rob. That's how I drop them.
Yeah, the one that says drop.
All right, so you're not going to Thailand anytime soon.
I might go to Thailand before I go to.
You said that the last time when you came back from Thailand, you said to me that you were going to take yourself a Thai bride, that you were going to live on a beach in Thailand where the black man is not persecuted.
I'm telling you, they love black men.
Okay.
They love black men.
Me too.
Not to own. I mean, they love to be around them, okay? I know what you mean.
Let's take another phone call for Robert. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey, Robert, I just want to inform you, it actually is your breath. I can smell it creeping through my speakers.
Robert, why? Why is there?
Whoa.
Why every time you're on this show? Why the hatred?
Because you brought it up.
I brought one up.
First thing, you try to put the black man down.
I'm not trying to put the black man down.
Your breath stinks. Your breath stinks, boy.
Listen,
boy,
let me tell you. Let me tell you how it works in this game. How it works in this radio game.
Yeah, you tell me.
If I didn't correct that, if I had said, hey, it's your bad breath, and then I'd moved on to something else and insinuated that you had bad breath.
I would not have let you get by with that.
I made it very clear.
You would be boxing on the ground in 5 minutes.
Please do not physically threaten me. You know how nervous it makes me. You know that my nipples start to get concave.
I've always joked with you about
you know I love you. You know I love you, right?
I don't know.
You don't know I love you, do you?
I can see up your skivvies, though.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
There you go. You want to take a look at that?
No one wants that.
Take a look at that.
Look like
a pixie. There you go. Hey, what happened to the peach crop this season?
A baby possum just looked at me, folks.
That drought is hell, isn't it?
A baby possum.
That's a nasty drought, isn't it?
Okay.
Turnabout is fair play. I've seen the outline of your junk before. I don't need to see that again.
Wow.
Incidentally, how is your blue onesie? Your purple onesie?
Oh, I'm doing great. I got the red onesie on here.
Oh,
I brought you a gift.
What do you have?
Like a poster?
I brought you a poster.
Oh, look at this. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, see?
All right, now you want to talk about stereotypes, okay?
What?
You want to talk about...
That is nice.
You're a man that is very aware of stereotypes, and you fight them all the time.
Yes.
You are a very cutting-edge person as far as race.
Okay.
I'm going to treasure this photograph.
I'm going to sign that.
Can I get a thumbtack, please?
Of course. Can I sign it? Would you like me to sign it?
Yes, sign it. And don't sign something mean. Sign something sincere.
No, I'll put you down and Mike.
It's Robert in a red one-piece outfit.
Pin. Yeah, describe it, Buzz.
And he's wearing one of those cat-in-the-hat type hats
right.
In red and black, and he's on a jet ski, it appears. And I'm going to guess this was taken in Thailand or locally?
No, right down the street.
Okay. All right, well, I didn't know.
Do you have the papers for that jet ski?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, just checking. Is nice.
I rent it.
It's autographed.
I'm going to put this up.
You can put it above the picture of him at Versailles.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ. Hey, John.
Yeah, give him a couple.
I'm not trying to bust your balls or anything, but is there a chance, really? I mean, we do have people. We do once a week, right? We have people. Did you take a look at this?
I don't think they ever
Is this asbestos? What is this?
Is that just dust?
That's skin.
That is dry, flecked off, sloughed off skin, which most
it's
dust
probably
is.
Mostly us.
And you're the only ones in the studio, so it has to be one of you guys.
It's asbestos.
I'm going to put this in a place of honor.
I love that.
This is going into a place of honor.
That is nice.
You guys,
what you've got there basically now is a Robert gallery.
Hope it doesn't
and, you know,
ruin the
experience. Do you notice? Seriously, do you notice the gallery? Who's the gallery for?
It's
who's,
me.
Who's
it's
the gallery?
All me.
But who's the closest to in the studio? Because I love your pictures.
I'm glad.
You see Buzz's gallery? Who's leading off Buzz's gallery?
I have Mike.
Mike, that's crooked.
Hold on, I'll lift it up.
Yeah, it needs to come up a little bit. A little more.
Yeah, it must be perfect.
That is nice.
I hope this doesn't...
Oh, I know.
This is taken on the Potomac or the Mighty Potomac?
Yeah, we're right... Oh,
it has fallen
we're
down.
Fell off the wall.
We're going to need a proper frame.
Right, I'll do it. I'll do it later.
Do it later. That's you guys.
That's tough water.
Lovely.
You don't even want to put your feet in that water. You know that.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about it. Mm-hmm. I've been in the Potomac. You know, it's not a lot of brothers that own jet skis, so I'm kind of unique. I made the jet ski magazine again this year.
Wow,
Mike,
cool.
I made an article and I mentioned you guys last year.
Right. He seems so friendly without his teeth.
He does.
I'm pissed. I'm in a bad mood.
You used to scare me. You used to scare me a lot.
Wait till I tell you what happened to me and how it happened. It's a very interesting story.
All right, this is your health thing?
Yeah.
All right, you want to hear about his health thing? We'll take a break.
We should break, and then we should hear about it.
All right, we're going to hear about Robert's health, and are you willing to take more phone calls? Because usually we get, out of a few of them, we do get one or two that are quite nice.
I'm here for whatever you need.
Robert, quite
I haven't been here in a while, so I'm trying to get used to it.
I believe Mr. Burbank has a question.
Before we break, to come back and talk about your story, your health situation, you want to take off your sunglasses for a second?
Why?
Well, it looked like something had happened to your eye. I was concerned.
Well, on the way over here, I was stopped by the police.
I
wasn't going to bring it up.
I see.
A ticket came with a baton, but let me go.
Where are you going to hear about that?
I've never seen him look different.
You know.
Like this. He doesn't look like the same old Robert.
He looks so happy.
Hey, can you get...
like I want a tap dance or something like that, or get a banjo?
Hold on. Let me ask you. Can you get ass by, not having the teeth in?
I told you what I did in Thailand.
Thailand might be a different story.
Yeah.
But you could have like one eye.
They love
walk
me.
Down,
they love me
he
long
loved
time.
You long time.
They love me long
time. All right, I got to see your pictures. We'll talk about Thailand. Yeah. We will talk about Robert's... on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious was this health crisis that you went through?
About a 7.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Like we might have almost lost you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Think
oh,
of that.
Yeah.
All right. I almost said something and I edited myself.
You self-edited?
And I'm sure we're thinking
the
same thing.
No,
not going to do it.
Why not?
Because it would be evil and I would go to hell.
Please.
Hey Rob, look at that clock on the wall.
Shouldn't we break?
More with Robert the Mailman right after this episode of Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.